From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. A growing number of Arkansas moms who cannot breastfeed are finding milk in online communities. Some are turning to online classifieds, where some of the buyers are not new moms. In this second report about human milk sharing, Bobby Ampazon of Arkansas Public Media investigates human milk sales.
Did you want to go ahead and get it in your trunk? Okay.
In a fast food parking lot in Maumelle, 30-year-old Mary Catherine 48 hands Glenda Nielsen, who's 27, more than $500 for about 1,500 ounces of Nielsen's breast milk.
3, 4, 20, 50.
All right.
48 cannot breastfeed her daughter Camille, but she's fortunate. She has a huge overproducer in Nielsen.
It fills up a small deep freezer.
But Nielsen charges money for this, a fact that would disqualify her from online milk sharing communities like Human Milk for Human Babies and Eats on
Feeds. I feel like if I'm going to produce this much milk, I can donate and I can, you know, I can as well like get some money for it as well, because it's a very time-consuming thing to try to pump every 3 hours and then clean and sterilize and, you know, do it all day, every day.
When she told me 50 cents, 60 cents, I mean, the last lady I had to pay was over a dollar, and that was, oh.
You can find human milk for sale at Craigslist and on eBay and others. One that's exclusive to Arkansas, the Benton Bryant Swap Shop, a members-only group page on Facebook, drew the attention of the Arkansas Department of Health earlier this year. Chief Epidemiologist Dr. Dirk Haslow, in an email to another staff member, said posts selling milk must be pulled, that, quote, this is not something that can be sold, but it can be sold. It is sold. Over on OnlyTheBreast.com, milking mothers are calling out like job applicants.
Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do any kind of drugs, don't take any other medications.
That's Christy Browning of Gravel Ridge, whose daughter, Aria Anthony, was born in December.
And I also like to sometimes like post a picture of her just so they could see, because she is strictly on breast milk and she's healthy and growing rapidly.
So. On OnlyTheBreast.com, Browning is Fit Mama 1215, selling milk for $1.50 an ounce. No checks, don't request pictures or videos, no adult wet nursing, and no creeps.
Because there are some people who are just kind of, they just like to drink it.
All right, but what if he said, I'll give you $5 an ounce?
I don't know, I'd have to think about it. I really would, I'd have to think about it. Because that's quite a bit.
In Fayetteville, there's a man seeking breast milk for his health. He's been drinking human milk for a year and says he's had only two colds. He'll go as high as $2.50 an ounce. His name? Is Suave Stud. In 2015, a team of researchers at The Ohio State University made 102 purchases of human milk and screened their DNA profiles. In 10 of them, they discovered bovine DNA at levels consistent with an admixture of at least 10% cow's milk. So 1 in 10.
When you have somebody that is motivated by being paid, it might not be the same product that you get.
That's Amy Vickers, who directs the Mother's Milk Bank of North Texas, a nonprofit that distributes human milk to hospitals, including many in Arkansas. It only accepts donated milk, even though it's selling it for $3 an ounce.
That is what we saw in the blood industry. It is a different risk pool when you pay people for blood than when blood donors just donate and don't sell their blood.
Most media reports land hard on the risks associated with drinking an unregulated, unprocessed human fluid.
We turn now to an old tradition with a modern-day twist, moms selling their breast milk for big bucks online. But the growing trend has some serious risks. Gigi Chang has been
there's the diseases and the bacteria. In the case of human milk and babies, there's also concerns about nicotine, alcohol, and drug compounds.
But the exchange is not without risk. What little screening there is all based on the honor system.
You don't know the medical background of the donor. You also don't know if the mother who is pumping the breast has been on any drugs. The skin of the mother could be contaminated.
We joked, at least my mother and I joked, and I told Glenda.
Back at the Chick-fil-A, Mary Catherine 48 and Glenda Nielsen wrap up.
If a police officer dropped by and, you know, I'm sitting here counting money, we're like, does he think that there's a drug deal going down? No, sir, it's a milk deal.
Nielsen says 48, or any mother she might deal with, has nothing to worry about with her.
I tell people, like, if I'm going to be giving milk for your child, if it was my child, I would not want someone to do that to me.
And with that, the two parted ways. in Maumelle. Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.